Chuck?
Yes, Ron.
Hazard?
Yes.
I'm exhausted.
Why?
I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning on the run.
Why?
I just woke up. Do you ever have one of those nights?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
You're sound asleep. I went to our buddy Andrew Clara's house last night. He invited me over for a soiree.
Okay.
The
Cheesecake Man.
Yes.
And we had a grand old time, but I knew that today would be a hectic schedule, so I begged forgiveness, and I got home about 10 o'clock.
Oh, geez.
And I was in my jammies in bed about 11 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock, which is normal. It's a normal night for Uncle Ron. And I'm sound asleep. Wake up. Look at the clock. It's oh dark 30, as the military guys say. I'm sitting here thinking, okay, it's 3:30 in the morning. So I'll nap a little bit. Maybe I'll fall back asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Nothing.
Really?
Wasn't thirsty. Wasn't crampy or anything. You know, your legs get crampy sometimes.
Right.
Wasn't anxious.
Were you drinking caffeinated beverages late in the day yesterday or anything?
Nope. No, you're so proud of me that I've cut back immensely on the sugar and the caffeine.
Yeah.
Tonight I'm sipping because I've got another few things that I have to do tonight after the show.
Oh, wow. You're going to be up late. Might be a 24-hour day for you.
It could very well be. And then tomorrow's a school day, you know.
Excellent. So. You're going to be in fine shape. Uncle Ron, why are you so grumpy?
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
So I beg of you, your indulgence. And if I slump over, just take over the show.
I'll have Hazard go over and run the board.
Yeah. You know, just throw a blanket on me.
We'll just kind of wing it.
Play a few things, and then we'll get going.
Yeah, we'll do Hazard a guess and big words with Hazard if you fall asleep.
Did we get any feedback on last week's broadcast with Wayne State Warrior Racing?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Really?
I talked to a couple of people who listened to the show and enjoyed it.
Good. Good.
They're glad that we are supporting our Tartars on the Rise.
Yeah, there's not much we can do monetarily because this is a nonprofit show.
Well, they're a nonprofit organization as well.
Well, I know that, but perfect. I wish I could write them a check. That's what I was leading up to.
Well, you could write one out of your own personal bank account.
I have a mortgage that I have to get into at the end of the month.
Yeah, but. And then they could try out for the Pistons right after you gave it to them. Oh, they'd have something to bounce like a ball.
That hurt.
Wouldn't be much different if I wrote him a check.
Yeah.
Hazard's the money one over here. He's big money. Speaking of which, Hazard.
Yo.
Yesterday, I went out to see one of my fish friends in Farmington.
Already?
And I'm driving up my favorite road in all of Metro Detroit, 8 Mile. And I'm thinking, wow, there's a Tim Hortons right there at Grand River. I can get a frozen hot chocolate and see what this is all about. Well, I was partially right. There's a Dunkin' Donuts there at the corner of 8 Mile and Grand River, which also has a Baskin-Robbins inside. So I went in and got a chocolate malt.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's nice.
Tasty. I inhaled that thing. I should have got a larger one. It was gone by the time.
The DQ at the end of my block is open.
I saw that.
March 1st, every year, rain or shine.
Trying to still avoid frivolous spending, and I felt a little bit bad about the chocolate malt yesterday, but, you know, I've been doing good, so.
I'm proud of you.
And it was kind of lunch at that point.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
You know, speaking of Dairy Queen, somebody posted on Facebook the other day that, you know, you're in the South when your Dairy Queen serves biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, isn't that true?
That's funny. That's funny. All right, let's read the disclaimer. Let's get into deeper waters. A lot to talk about today. I'll fill you in on what transpired today in my life, and then we'll do our reindeer games, right?
Absolutely. We got some good big words here for you, Ron.
All right. How did I do last week?
I think you got one right and you missed the rest.
I think I got two right.
If I recall correctly. I don't keep score. It's up to you to remember.
Oh, geez. That's a lot to ask now. but we'll try.
Okay.
All right. The views and comments expressed on the following program do not reflect those of the Avondale or Bloomfield Hills school districts, their respective school board superintendents, managers, teachers, or staff, or the staff of WPFH, its management, or staff either. In fact, the only person responsible for the content of the following program is Hazard.
Hazard.
Hazard. Hazard. If you happen to be offended by what we say and are forced to flee to your locally designated safe place...
Too bad.
Yeah. Well, we humbly apologize beforehand. We mean no harm and certainly have no agenda. We're just exercising our privilege to take the transmitter out for a short drive this evening. And it's a lovely evening. It's clear skies today.
Beautiful day today.
Yeah, 39 degrees over there at Bloomfield Hills High School.
Okay, what are you doing over there? Are you done with the disclaimer yet?
No, I've got 2.5 hours to fill.
All right.
Once we're done, we'll return the keys to the transmitter shack and then duck out the back door. So please, don't call the cops. We can't afford bail. Instead, just relax and enjoy our little old dog and pony show.
It's time to dust off the Atwater Kent and have another go at it. Bloomfield Community Radio presents Motor City Static, the only live and local thing happening this side of the railroad tracks. Turn off that TV. Put down that cell phone. Throw away that trashy novel.
But it was the pictures anyway.
We've got a better way to waste your quality time. And all you need to do is pay attention. From the studios somewhere near the Grand Trunk Western, Motor City Static is on the air.
Hip, hip, hooray. Hip, hip, hooray. Emanating from the luxurious yet not overly ostentatious confines of a studio near the Grand Trunk Western, this here be Motor City Static. Ron Whittables in the engineering chair, host chair.
Yes.
Flanked flanked by two of the most intelligent, fun-loving, gregarious people I know.
Really?
Who's that?
You need to get out more.
Yeah.
You're rocking those new Floyd the Barber glasses.
That's right. Chuck Riffenberg and Jeffrey Lee Hazard are here. And so much has transpired this past week. Obviously, the glasses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are nice. I wish I could wear those kind of glasses.
They look good.
So I walk into the optical shop.
Uh-huh.
It's over...
just up the road.
Roseville.
Okay.
Roseville.
Where'd you go? Does it... sound like an automaker?
Yeah, and it rhymes with Henry Ford Optimize.
Yeah, that's where I went, too.
Yeah, so
nice
I went
people
there.
In there.
So I walked into the place, and I got my exam. First of all, good news, my eyes are healthy.
Well, that's good.
Very healthy. So we're pleased with that.
Did you see the same eye doctor that I saw when I went there?
McKenzie?
Nope.
Okay. I've been seeing Dr. McKenzie now for the last 5 years.
Hmm. Okay.
He's a nice man.
All right, good.
And
they're thorough, though.
Very thorough. And I even copped for the extra $25 laser measurement thing that they do, and they shine this laser in your eye, and it looks like graph paper, red graph paper.
Oh, really?
Yeah, red lines.
Yeah, it was cheap. I didn't pay for that.
Well, I would have paid for you.
That's all right.
Let me know.
You're going to buy me something for $25. I want more than lasers in my eyes.
So then it came time to get the prescription and head on out to the stylist room,
uh-huh.
The styling room. What do you call that? I don't know. And I, you know me, I'm not fancy, not pretentious at all. So I walked up to this lady. Lady's name, Betty Davis.
Stop.
Yeah, get out.
Did she have Betty Davis eyes?
Yes, she did.
All right.
She laughed when I asked her. And I walked up to her. I said, Betty, look, single guy, have no fashion sense whatsoever, somewhat handsome. Help me out here.
Of course, you could see that.
I was just saying, did she go, who are you speaking of?
So I explained to her I wanted to go something retro.
Uh-huh.
And she pulled 7 frames down for me.
Okay.
This was frame number 2 that you're seeing.
All right. What was the first one? Benjamin Franklin?
Yeah, wire rims. little Coke bottle, wire rim glasses. Yeah. But what was so neat about it is you go to these boutiques and they'll try to upsell you and they'll say, oh, that's you. And then you walk out of it. It's happened to me before.
Uh-huh.
And you walk out of there with stuff that's just not you.
An $800 lighter in your pocket.
Yeah, exactly. So I said, Betty, look, help me out here, please. You know, I've got a budget in mind. I'm willing to pay because I have a special prescription, bifocals.
Mm-hmm.
I want to look cool, but I don't want to look like a grandpa.
Uh-huh.
And she says, I got your back. And I said, really? And she says, son, I got your back. Okay. All so right. She was a sister. So she had my back. And right. She looked at me and she said, let's put this on the side. This one. Okay. Let's go back to that one. No. And then she called three people over.
Oh, nice.
Three ladies.
Yeah.
All sisters.
That's the way to do it to it.
And they were looking at me up and down saying, yeah. So the frames that I'm wearing tonight are the frames that the ladies picked out for me. And I felt very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Normally I'd be a little apprehensive,
right.
Total strangers, but thank you for the compliment.
Oh, you're welcome.
I do feel much better.
Yeah.
Suave and debonair and all that stuff.
All right. Well, now we got two suave men in the studio, you and Hazard.
Well, Odin, you're not so bad yourself there, buddy.
Well, thank you.
So
last night, speaking of things, I was sitting at a establishment near my home, enjoying myself. Having a pizza and an adult beverage. And this guy says to me, hey, I bet you've never heard this before. ZZ Top.
Oh, gosh.
I looked him dead in the eye and said, nope, never.
He was making a reference to your visage.
Yes.
Well, I'd just slap him silly.
That's all right. But anyway... That's my excitement for the day. Actually, I did something today that I've been putting off for a very long time. Didn't take nearly as long as I thought it would, but it was still laborious.
Okay. Or laborious.
Or laborious.
Yes.
Kind of let my house plants go.
Oh, no.
And I have one shelf, the windowsill, and then the terrarium. And so I got... what was left. I got a lot of things rooting, which means I'm going to have a lot more plants. And I cleared out the terrarium, threw everything out that was in there. Like there was one plant that was still alive in there. Mm-hmm. So I got that going again. And I shuffled up the dirt, you know, like if it was outside, I would have rototilled it, but I just use what do you call those little things you plant flowers in the ground with? Shovel? You know, one of those little shovels?
Hand shovel.
Yeah. Spade.
Got the dirt all turned up and I had...
Hand spade.
I had a bag of soil that from my last go round, so I poured that in there and mixed that all in.
You're good to
now
go.
Now on the hunt for some new houseplants. I'm going to redo the terrarium yet again.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I was up early this morning, as I mentioned, and I went to services, church services, mm-hmm. And what was really nice is I'm walking from the parking lot to the front of the church... And the birds were singing. So spring is around the corner.
Yeah, I still haven't seen a robin, though.
Oh, breaking news.
What?
Speaking of church services.
Again, you got mentioned in the sermon.
I got asked to play the part of JC.
Are you kidding me?
On Palm Sunday.
God bless you. That's great.
You're going to be Jesus.
They said, you've got the hair for it.
Love that. Well, congratulations.
Jesus, wearing a mullet.
Yeah, what's that?
So I'm doing the part where they go to pray in the Olive Garden.
Yeah.
And he comes back and they're asleep. And I'm going, hey, what up?
What you going to order at the Olive Garden?
I'm sure that Jesus didn't say, quote, what up?
In Hazard's Bible, he did.
It's like this. What up? I can't leave you alone for 1 minute.
I'll have the spaghetti carbonara. What up, man? My boys, you're sleeping. What up?
So that'd be a great skit. The Bible according to Hazard.
Soon to be a major motion picture.
That'd be a good one.
So I nearly fell asleep at church this morning just because I was up.
Oh, I was that up too.
You probably weren't the only one.
I was not enough to.
Normally I go to the 10 o'clock mass, or normally it's a Saturday night. I do the service, but I was at Andrew Clara's last night, and then this morning I had to
You should go to church after you go to Andrew Clara's the night before.
So the question is, though, did he indulge you with some cheesecake?
I've got a slice in the fridge.
All right.
Something good.
Yeah. He offered to make me sugar-free cheesecake, too. God bless him.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Gave me a big old hug yesterday. He and his fiancée, Lori.
Oh, fiancée. She's upgraded.
Well, I'm not really. I'm just saying that.
Okay. Trying to
put a positive spin on it for our younger listeners.
Okay.
They're great, and they have me. They're going to have me over more, and it just, it's weird how, you know, in high school you don't know each other that well, but then later in life you're kind of like best buds. And I like that. You know, I need as many friends as I can possibly get, so. And then, of course, I'll talk about this in the next segment. We had a remote from the high school today. Metro Parent Magazine was sponsoring their 2018 Camp Expo, so I'll get into more about that. And I bumped into a Wayne State alum.
Really?
Yeah, a recent graduate. 2 years ago, but she remembered WAYN, which is down in the basement at the student center.
Oh, fantastic.
So we'll talk about that. We've got all kinds of other neat things. Mm-hmm. We've got Big Words with Ron. We've got Hazard a Guess. Since tonight is the Oscar night, I've got three short questions about actors, actresses, and Hollywood.
Alrighty.
Nothing fancy.
Marilyn Monroe.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously. I have two questions for Hazard a Guess. Seriously.
You know I'm not a movie person.
Marlon Brando.
Well, that was one of the answers, my friend.
All right.
Great. Let's just forget about tonight. I'm tired.
No. Okay. We'll have two questions. I want to figure out what the other question is. The only thing I really know about Marilyn Monroe is the... what was that thing she stood on when her skirt blew up and everybody went off?
Yeah.
Like a sewer.
Seven-Year Itch was the movie from 1954?
Is that the one with...
57, 55?
Is that Tony Curtis?
No, it was with...
Or is it Jack Lemmon and...
I can't remember his name. He's an actor. He passed away a couple years ago.
Wasn't she married to like...
Joe DiMaggio, Miller.
Yeah, she was rumored to be a friend of JFK.
And she was a child bride, too, if I remember. Three times she was married.
Wow.
And then she and, you know, everyone hung around with the Kennedys.
Mm-hmm.
What a tragic life she led.
Yeah, absolutely.
You crave fame, you get it, and then how do you handle it, you know?
Yep.
So, anyway, that's neither here nor there, so I'll scratch that question off. But you'll find it an interesting question, nonetheless. All right, music time.
Sure. I was going through the CD library today, and I found this one that I purchased a couple years ago when I went to see John Corabi, who is now the front man for a band called the Dead Daisies. But in the meantime, let's listen to one from the CD simply entitled John Corabi Unplugged. This is Love, I Don't Need It Anymore on Motor City Static.
I Don't Need It Anymore, John Corabi here in Motor City Static. Another great song picked by Mr. Riffenberg.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard the Chris Singleton song with Justin Timberlake?
Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, sorry. Singleton, Stapleton. It's all ton to me.
The one that he did live with him at the CMAs a couple years ago?
No, he's got something on the charts. Let me see what...
Oh, I think it's a Justin Timberlake song, right? Yeah.
I love that song.
He's coming, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, I was surprised. I didn't know that.
And
I'm here in April.
Yeah, Stapleton. Chris Stapleton.
We're going to play some Chris Stapleton later.
Yep.
All right.
I just happened to bring the CD, actually.
What a wonderful song. It's easy on the ears. And I'm trying to remember what the name of the song is.
That's why I tell the ladies, Jeffy is pretty easy on the ears.
It's good you don't lie to him and say easy on the eyes.
Jeffy Hazard.
Let me see. I'm looking this up.
Drawing a blank. Oh, if I got...
Say Something is the song.
Yeah. Okay.
People are screaming at the radio. Hey, look, I've got 1,000 things going on.
You've been up since 4.
And I can't remember these details.
Oh, so this will put a thing in your day. you know, I work with a diverse workforce where I'm at.
A lot of, yeah, Canadians.
Canadians. And do you know what sagging is?
Sagging?
Oh, this is hilarious.
Sagging?
Yeah.
S-A-G-G-I-N apostrophe?
G, whatever, yeah.
Okay.
That's where the young men like to wear their...
pants down?
Yeah.
Which they got from the prisons or something?
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm being playful at work, and I'm wearing sweats, so I do a little sagging action.
Oh, man. Hazard.
Well, they videotaped this.
Really?
And I don't know if it's gone viral, but I know it's being shared because I heard a couple people come up and said, oh, man, I watched that three times this morning. I was laughing.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
It's a good, don't ever run for president, has
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I'm shot.
Your opponent will have that in a TV commercial?
The truth about
it. And I may be running his campaign, so I know it's out there.
Something about sagging.
I don't understand that whole thing.
I don't either.
That would be uncomfortable. I don't like to wear things that are loose like that. So
something crazy.
Yep.
So you got the thing coming up, the Pete Bowers dedication.
Yeah, that will be Saturday, March 17th, 10 a.m., right outside of Studio A at Bloomfield Hills High School. We have some lettering that was applied to the outside window. It says Pete Bowers Studio.
Nice.
If you can go to WBFH.FM right now or within the next couple minutes and scroll down past the announcement of the event, there is a picture of Nick Alboron, who's a senior on staff with us, and he's posing outside of the studio, and it's really nice.
You expecting some big names?
Well, I'll be there.
Well, it doesn't get much bigger than that, but...
No.
What time does it start?
10 a.m.
Are they going to have food?
Refreshments, yes.
So, you expecting some alumni? I know you've got some famous alumni that come out of...
They may or may not show up. A number have begged off because they've got other events. Ed Boris, I believe, is starring in a play, so he can't get away from that. And a number of people are out of town.
You know, I was surprised to see. Did you see Stephen Clark checked out?
Yeah.
From Channel 7?
I mean, he resigned. He didn't check out.
No, but I was surprised to see because to me, it was like after it was the Bill Bonds, Mort Krim kind of show.
Yeah.
And then it came to like the Devin Scillian, Stephen Clark kind of show. And now Stephen Clark's kind of gone. So it's kind of like, you know, now we're getting another generation where they're farther out from where your news anchor was.
The king of the set. And it all comes down to the economics, you know.
Yeah.
Stephen's 62. And I'm sure they asked him to leave. And
I think he's a musician as well.
Yeah. Always has been.
So we got Devin Scillian, the country music guy.
Stephen Clark, the songwriter country music guy.
Yeah.
Devin is a songwriter too.
Maybe they should collaborate.
Who knows?
Maybe they have already.
It would be nice.
Huh. Interesting.
You know what would be funny? If they were still employed, Devin is. I would love to, if we did Biff Stock again, like we did 2 years ago. I would have dueling anchors doing dueling banjos.
That'd be hilarious.
Oh, that would be, yes.
I'm a marketing genius.
You are.
But I'm sure that Stephen was asked to leave because of a contract cost or something. It happens. All your anchors.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a stable business. It never was.
Speaking of country music, has our good friend and mentor... Doug Podell, has he been on 93.1 as advertised a couple months ago?
I guess, yeah. Some people
haven't heard anything about it.
Haven't heard him either. Anyway, we have to take a break. This is Motor City Static on the Biff Radio Network. Back with segment two after these messages. Motor City Static on the Biff Radio Network. It is Sunday night. This is the 4th of March.
It is.
How about that weather? What happened this week?
Are you referring to the fact that we had a snowstorm one day and it was 60 degrees the next?
It was 60 the day before the snowstorm.
That's what it was.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Welcome to Michigan.
Yep. So I had the...
Have you seen that, by the way, have you seen that one meme on Facebook?
Which one?
There's a big sign that says, "Welcome to Michigan," like the one that you see on I-94 and I-75 and all the other freeways that lead into Michigan. And then it's got another sign on that one that says, "Pavement ends." It's hilarious.
It is. It really is. I went to the school today.
Uh-huh.
And we had a... hang on. Gosh, something in my throat here.
Hit the cough button.
Thanks. We had a live remote.
Oh.
We were asked by our district communications officer, Shira Good, and her crew to show up and kind of represent the radio station in the gym. Metro Parenting Magazine, or Metro Parent Magazine, had a camp expo today from 11 a.m. until 3:30 p.m., and it was fascinating.
I'll bet.
It was nice.
That's why you got the fancy duds on?
That, yeah.
Oh, and you went to church beforehand.
That, and I went to church beforehand. And, you know, I always, once in a while, I like to dress up.
Not all of us can live in sweats like Hazard does.
Dress sweats.
No, I can't.
Dress sweats. Yeah, I do see you got the clean, fancy shirt on today, too.
Oh, yeah.
Is that you wore to church today?
Yes, I did.
And when is this? Sorry, I'm running. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, that's fine. I'm used to it by now.
Yeah, working with Hazard. Yeah. When is the... so if people want to come and see you in your starring role as Jesus Christ, when can they see that and where? Please.
That's going to be the 25th. It'll be Palm Sunday, March 25th. At Zion United Church of Christ.
What time? Service, correct?
Yep, between 9 and 10:30.
Now, we're talking about the Mount Clemens Church of Christ.
That almost might be enough to get me in church for church, Hazard. Almost. I'm not making any commitments, but, you know, as the day gets closer, that sounds like some... I mean, I already know Pastor Scott, you know, and I've met people from your church and stuff, you know, the young lady who's been a guest here.
A. Prawl, Amy Prawl.
Yeah, and... you know, a Hazard in the role of Jesus Christ, that might be something we're seeing. Don't you think, Ron?
Yeah, it's kind of like Buddha playing Jesus Christ. Got a little belly there.
This is the... it was after a fish fry or something. You know what I'm saying?
Hazard, I'm sorry. I'm going to make this joke at your expense, but Buddha with a mullet plays Jesus Christ.
Big Daddy!
Oh, Jeff hates us.
He's laughing.
That's good.
He's speechless.
Yeah.
Actually, it was funny because the other day I was working the soundboard and Pastor Scott came into the music of Thin Lizzy.
That's a hip church, man. It's hip. It's very hip. So, March 25th, Palm Sunday, come and see Hazard. Performances are what, 10:30 and 11:30? What?
Just a one-time
gig. Hazard walks out, they're going to be playing Eruption by Van Halen.
They have a little wading pool, and then Jeff walks on water.
One of those blue kiddie pools.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's a good thing Ron and I aren't the producers of this.
And then they give him a King's Hawaiian roll, and he multiplies the loaves. You know, suddenly he's got a gross of King's Hawaiian loaves.
Yep. That'd be hilarious.
Oh, man.
Oh, Hazard, you got to remind me as that date gets closer. It's a little early for me on a Sunday.
I still think it's funny. As Jesus Christ, he comes out of the olive grove there, and he says, "Well, hey, what up?
What up?
Hey,
what up? What
I can't pray for an hour without you guys screwing up. What? Hey,
what up? What up?
Hey, look at you over there. How you doing?
What up?"
That's so funny. So anyway, we had the live remote today. You're gone. Yeah. You're completely gone. Oh. I love it. And I met a young lady named Carly Adams, who is the marketing person for Metro Parent Magazine.
Okay.
And part of the reason that I talked to her was we need to get interviews. We had 60 different vendors at this camp expo.
It's a big thing.
Yeah, because you've got parents who have kids, and they're looking for ideas over the summer. You've got everything from Camp Tamarack to... I don't know, robotics, and there's the Detroit Windsor Dance Coalition was there.
Okay.
And this is a chance for all these youngsters to get involved in the summer so they can make some progress and learn a new hobby or a task or whatever. So I sat down with Carly, and I just wanted a 2 or 3 minute interview. Turns out she graduated from Wayne State University in 2016. And she was just infatuated with our radio station.
Oh, I'll bet.
And then she mentioned WAYN radio.
She brought it up.
Yes.
No kidding.
And she says, we don't have anything. It's just down in the basement. I'm going, oh, no. And I proceeded to tell her about my history with WAYN mm-hmm. radio. And then I told her about you and Hazard. And
the show, of course.
Yeah, the show. And it just made me feel good to know that, number one, there are other Wayne State grads out there
mm-hmm.
who will talk to me.
Right.
And number two, WAYN still has a following these many decades later.
Right. Well, it started in the basement, didn't it? Many years ago?
No, it was in the house on Putnam.
Okay, I thought it was even in the basement before then, but I guess the house on Putnam is older than the basement would have been, so.
Yeah. And then from there, we went to the Criminal Justice Building, and then
I was there.
That's where we all met, and then from there, it went to the Student Center.
Actually, I met Hazard at the house on Putnam.
Yeah, I was going to say, I never met you at the Criminal Justice. I was never there at the Criminal Justice.
Yeah, he was the first person to invite me into the studio, actually, way back when.
Huh?
We played a Black Sabbath record. Yeah, yeah.
Used to go to Car City. Used to go to Car City Classics and
yeah,
get albums.
Yeah, yeah.
So then you were there, and then you dropped off the face of the earth.
Yeah, I did. Well, I did the extended plan, as you know. I own
17 years, right?
I own 14.
Oh.
And I own part of Manoogian Hall.
Oh, you do?
You know, yes, the West Wing.
Wow, I didn't know we went in on that together. I own part of that hall, too.
And actually, I own part of Old Main, because, you know, I said, it was a 14-year plan, but my, you know, my drive, my where I was going, what I was looking to do was all changing, and then I got focused, went back, and slam dunked it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right.
So you never set foot at Criminal Justice Building?
No, I didn't.
Wow, I thought you did. Thought you did. So anyway, we had a nice remote today. We had our staff of regulars. We had Josh Salhaney. We had Sophie Kay. She stopped by. She was just as dog-tired as I am. She had a number of appearances today, too. Then we had Cam Carlton and Kaylee Brooks. So we had a grand old time.
Good.
Grand old time.
Should have fun doing radio.
Yeah, and I got to hold a chicken.
A live chicken?
A live chicken.
Wow, what was that about?
Charles L. Bauer School Farm.
Okay, I've been there.
Yeah, yep. My friend Michelle, who's a guide over there, I interviewed her on the air, and then she said, come over and see the chicken. I said, okay. And then Kaylee said, you need to hold the chicken. I said, what do I want to hold a chicken
for? I like Kaylee.
Yeah, Kaylee's funny. And she says, you need to hold this chicken. It's like, well, you know.
Are there pictures?
Yeah.
I need to see him.
Yeah, she's going to post him on Instagram or something. But it was it's quite interesting.
She needs to put them on the WBFH webpage.
Oh, we're going to do that, yeah.
Okay, well, let me know when they're there. Your assignment. Let me know when you holding the chicken pictures are on the webpage.
Yeah.
And Hazard is to let me or remind me of his starring role as Jesus.
All right, let's see. Let's do a song, come back, and then we'll do
Then I got to switch songs.
Oh, you got to switch?
Well, no, can still do
it.
Wait,
do you want to do the history thing?
Yeah, let's do the history thing, because I got the song already loaded for the history thing.
Okay, let me see. Is this it? I think this is it. All right, anyone know what time it is?
It's time for This Day in Rock History with Chuck Riffenberg. What happened, Uncle Chuck?
Well, interesting you should ask, because speaking of Jesus, on this date in 1966, John Lennon's statement that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ was published in the London Evening Standard. Christianity will go, he said. It will vanish and shrink. We're more popular than Jesus now. I don't know which will go first, rock and roll or Christianity. Jesus was all right, but his disciples were thick and ordinary.
Oh.
After that statement, Christian groups in the U.S. were outraged, resulting in some states burning Beatles records. Lennon later apologized. On this date in 1967, the Rolling Stones went to number one on the U.S. singles chart with Ruby Tuesday. The group's fourth U.S. number one single, Let's Spend the Night Together, was the original A-side, but after radio stations banned the song, Ruby Tuesday became the A-side.
And a restaurant.
Mm-hmm. On this date in 1982, Frank Zappa's son Dweezil and his daughter Moon Unit formed a band called Fred Zeppelin. Their first single was My Mother is a Space Cadet. On this date in 1986, after completing a two-set show with the band in Winter Park, Florida, 41-year-old Richard Manuel of the band hanged himself from a shower curtain rod in a hotel room in Florida. His bandmate Robbie Robertson honored his friend with the song Fallen Angel in 1987. And my favorite story from this day, in 2003, a noisy neighbor was banned from playing her music and had her stereo system impounded after she had played Cliff Richard music too loudly. 23-year-old Cyan Davies was fined the equivalent of $1,700 plus court costs after Environmental Protection officers raided her flat in Porth Rhondda, Wales, and seized 15 amplifiers and speakers.
Holy cow.
Plus 135 CDs and cassette tapes. The disc found in her CD player was the Cliff Richard single, Peace in Our Time. Mm. A spokesman for Cliff Richard organization said he was delighted to hear of somebody in their early 20s owning one of his many recordings. He added Cliff would not want anyone to play his music so loud that it caused a nuisance. So, we don't play Frank Zappa much. We don't hear much Frank Zappa on the radio. So, this one's for Dweezil and Moon Unit. It's called Dancin' Fool on Motor City Static.
He must be a Libra.
That's Frank Zappa, Dancin' Fool.
I am a Libra.
So am I.
I got nice nails, too.
Yeah. Motor City Static there on the Biff Radio Network. I'm a dancing fool.
You are a dancing fool, Ron. You and Hazard both are dancing fools. I've seen you both cut rugs before.
Yep. That's what I do.
Hazard likes to pick up the money.
Hey, Elvis Presley is officially running for a congressional seat in Arkansas.
No kidding.
Yep. But don't confuse him with the rock and roll icon unless he's performing. Elvis D. Presley performs shows as the late superstar Elvis A. Presley, but he's also now filed to run as a Libertarian nominee, challenging Arkansas Republican Representative Rick Crawford. Both men filed paperwork Monday last to run for the 1st Congressional District in eastern Arkansas. Crawford has represented the area for 4 terms. Presley has previously run for Arkansas governor, land commissioner, and the state legislature. The Libertarian Party selected its nominees at a convention over the weekend, last weekend. The one-week filing period for state and federal office in Arkansas ended last Thursday. It's like, man, I can't believe it. I got to answer this guy, man. I want to vote him out of office, man. That's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Ain't nothing but a hound dog. Hey, you, get off of my blue suede shoes.
Yeah, man. Hey, get the colonel over here. Motor City Static on the Biff Radio Network. Ron, Whittables, Chuck, Riffenberg, Jeffrey, Lee, Hazard, little Johnny Jump Up over there.
Yes. Soon to be appearing at Zion United
Church of Christ.
Church of Christ in the role of Jesus Christ.
March 25th. Get your tickets now. Free.
Well, yeah, you got to throw something in the plate when it goes by, though.
Well, you know.
It'd be worth every penny you threw in there.
Yeah, a little alms for the performance there.
What up?
Little alms for the performance. So the chicken thing was kind of weird.
Yeah, I can't wait to see those pictures. I've got pictures of you holding a mouse.
Yeah, we've put that.
When I was into the mouse thing.
Oh, I got a tale for you about mice.
Oh. Well, share.
Share, Hazard.
Well, about a month or so ago, I started seeing some stuff around the house that I shouldn't be seeing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And somebody told me, they go, you've got a mouse problem. I said, uh-huh.
They like cleanliness.
So I bought some of those electronic things. I want to do something kind of humane.
Mm-hmm.
The repellent, they supposedly put out a frequency that
doesn't work.
They don't work. You need to get the guillotine traps, Hazard. It's the only thing that works.
The only thing that's
screw
work.
Humanity when you've got pest mice. Get the guillotine traps.
Or you could have a little tiny picture of Hillary Clinton next to the...
Ho-ho! So...
The mice might be Democrats.
Johnny Jump Up over here...
Still scary.
You know, I'm always prepared for, you know, I'm proactive on things. So here I always get... As soon as I get home from work, I prep myself for the next day already.
Yep.
Have my lunch made, get everything together. So I had this lunch bag, you know, that's got the, what do you call it? So it stays, stuff stays cold inside of it.
The insulated lunch bag. Insulated lunch bag. You're as bad as me when it comes to remembering things.
Yeah, some stuff. So anyways, I had this little apple pie that was inside there. It was sealed up.
Uh-huh.
Well, this little sucker decided to chew through the through the bag
and
get after that pie.
Yeah.
So I got up and I'm like, what is this? So now it's game on. So I stopped and I bought a different brand of those things.
Wasting your money.
And so hopefully it does something.
Just you get a guillotine trap or
guillotine,
whatever. Or you get the sticky surface stuff.
No, that doesn't work either.
Really?
No. The only way to get rid of them is the guillotine trap. I have much experience in exterminating mice, and the only thing that works is the guillotine trap. No, even those little bags of poison, those don't work either.
The decon stuff?
Yeah, that doesn't work either.
How about oatmeal and cement?
No, guillotine traps and peanut butter. That's what you need.
So I'm thinking if I ever catch one of these little suckers, that I'm going to hang them up, put a little sign on them. Next time, this is you.
And I hate to tell you this, Hazard, but if you've got one...
You've got 20.
You've got many.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So if I were you, I would go out to the hardware store tonight and get some guillotine traps. Or just go to Meijer, because you can get the peanut butter there, too. And you put the peanut butter on there, and you stick them in there, and you lay them along the edges of the walls. Because they like the edges of the walls.
Yeah.
And then be ready for rapid fire... While you're sleeping.
Snap, snap, snap.
Yeah. Wow. I one time caught 74 mice in my garage in a period of a week and a half.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I was going to like dog shows and cat shows and stuff, and they give you these free little food samples. These things had the nicest little pelts, and because they're eating premium dog and cat food.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And once I found out what they were getting into while they were coming into the garage, I got rid of that. And it's always good when you get a twofer and a little guillotine trap. Bam! But the peanut butter and the guillotine traps. And my first job ever that I ever had working at a pet store. Well, actually, it was my second job. But the first one only lasted 4 hours because I got the second job on the same day. And pets was much more my thing than cereal at the time. Well, probably still is. Anyway, my boss comes up to me and says, I got a special project for you. I'm like, okay, what's that? He goes, I'm going to put you in charge of mouse extermination. And I'm like, oh, well, I don't really know anything about that. He goes, you'll learn. So he handed me some traps. I'm like, I don't even know what to do with these. He goes, I'll show you. So he's the one who taught me about peanut butter.
Uh-huh.
He's the one who taught me about the guillotine traps. And he's the one who taught me about putting them close to the walls. Uh-huh. And my job, one of my many jobs that I performed there, was when I left at night, I had to set the traps, and when I came into work the next day, I had to check the traps. And wherever I was catching the most mice throughout the store, I was to put more traps.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember how many mice I caught then, but there were quite a few. It's fun. I enjoyed it.
Good for you. This is the best radio broadcast you'll hear all weekend, Motor City Static on the Biff Radio Network, 88.1 FM, WBFH Bloomfield Hills, and 89.5 your station for alteration, WAHS, Auburn Hills. We've got a website, MotorCityStatic.com, MotorCityStatic.com. And we have a photograph of last week's guests there, Wayne State Warrior Racing.
Yeah.
And I think it was so cute. I don't know if people caught this, but as we were signing off, I guess we found there was a little romance going on, wasn't there?
Yeah.
It was funny.
Yeah.
That was cute.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't have figured the two of them.
Hazard's probably going to get invited to the wedding.
Really? Yeah. So that's cool. Jay Beck and, of course, Aaron. Last name's Cronell?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So
it's out there, Jay Beck.
Yeah. Is it, it's Cornell, right? Cornell?
Cornell.
Cornell, okay. That was just adorable. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the rest of the gang wants to make a semi-regular appearance. It's like, fine.
Fine. Well, you feed them, yeah. You know.
Well, they had their bake sale. We'll have to find out how good they did.
According to Facebook, it went well.
And then they've got the cart-to-cart appearance.
That's coming up soon, too. Mm-hmm.
Hazard and I went to that. Was that last year? Or year before?
Year before.
Yeah, just find Wayne State Warrior Racing on Facebook, and you'll find information there pertaining mm-hmm. to that.
So, Hazard, if you happen to catch any of the little buggers alive, any of the little mice, let me know, because I still have water bottles, food dishes, wheels, screen tops, wood huts, and cage clips. So all you need to do is get a 10-gallon aquarium. You can keep them little suckers.
I don't want them.
Yeah, you do.
Two Maine Friars say they are closing down their iconic bakery to open up a brewery.
Really?
Yep, this is in Bucksport, Maine. The Bangor Daily News reports Friars Bakehouse in Bangor will close Friday after more than 18 years. Franciscan brothers Donald Paul and Kenneth Leo say they plan to open their new venture, the Friars Brewhouse Tap Room, this month. The brewhouse will be located in Bucksport, much closer to the Brothers Monastery. Paul says the 40-minute commute to Bangor was a big strain for the two. The two began selling their homebrew beer in 2013 and had been considering opening a separate business to highlight their brews for the past 6 years. So you go from yeast in bread to yeast in brewing. So, good for them.
You make some pretzels and
pretzels and beer.
Yeah, pretzels and beer. Got it all together.
Mm-hmm. The rest of our show is coming up. We're halfway through. Hard to believe it's running quickly, and I'm still awake.
Yeah, well, make sure you got your thinking cap nearby, because we got big words with Ron coming up.
Big words with Ron is coming up.
We're going to give you an easy one first, and then we're just going to
slam me. And then, of course, Hazard a Guess is coming up. The theme, Hollywood, this being Oscar night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not watching it. I don't care.
Me either.
Not a Jimmy Kimmel fan in the least. And I don't like all these millionaire actors lecturing me how to live my life. You know, clean up your own backyard.
You know, I almost bought you something, Ron, but that frivolous spending thing.
Yeah.
On my way here, I stopped for the Pepsi for us. And 7-Eleven, or a store that sounds a lot like 7-Eleven, we're selling Donald Trump troll dolls. And I thought about getting us one for the studio.
I'd love it. That'd be great. But I put it right next to my Barack Obama Mad Magazine cover from 9 years ago.
But I thought that would be frivolous. So.
Yeah, it would be. Nonetheless,
I didn't.
I enjoy the spirit in which it was brought up, so I have a great sense of humor about stuff like that.
Now, they still have them after Easter.
Yeah, get it. I love it.
Unless we can send Hazard up there to get one.
Maybe. We can do that.
What's that one you told me about? 13 and Gratiot. They're right on the counter. 7-Eleven, or the store sounds a lot like 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Okay, we're wrapping it up. Halfway point here. Motor City Static on the Biff Radio Network. Ron, Chuck, Hazard, and the rest of the team, well, that's just us, we'll be back with Big Words with Ron after these messages on the Biff Radio Network. Thanks again, Chuck, for getting the snacks tonight.
Well,
Hazard got the snacks, you got the drinks.
I did.
Appreciate that. I was running late.
Mm-hmm. Was there any trail mix left from last week?
Oh, there's a ton of it. Yeah, you want me to go get
maybe
you some?
Maybe in the next break.
Next break, I'll get you some trail mix.
Be good.
Motor City Static, Biff Radio Network, Ron, Chuck, Hazard, the best radio broadcast you'll hear all weekend long.
Oh, Hazard's got the Powerade, the great Powerade.
Yeah, MotorCityStatic.com. I am going to the Michigan Association of Broadcasters convention on Wednesday, the 7th. Some of our students won awards. It's a Great Lakes radio conference. And I'm talking to some people about putting us on another station here in Metro Detroit.
All right.
So I'm trying to get us on three stations. We're on two as it is, WBFH and WAHS. This would be another station in and around the Southfield area.
Ooh.
I can't say. Negotiations, you know. I mean, if they found out I was talking about this, they'd probably cancel the whole deal. You know, it's high stakes.
Yeah.
High stakes negotiating.
We already are syndicated, so you can throw that at them. Yeah. Tell them to join our syndicated network.
I'd love to. So we're going to go there. I'm going to hang out with some industry professionals, a lot of engineers. When I go to conventions, I don't like to go to the seminars because I've seen them all and pretty much the same. I like to go to the exhibit hall, find the new toys, and have a beer and bowl session. That's what I like to do. Talk shop and
find some other AM radio enthusiasts.
yeah. I still like to own an AM station. I think that'd be cool. Would.
AM stereo.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I know a number of people who own AM stations, and they complain. And they moan, and they bitch. Oh, it's costing me money, and no one's listening to it anyway. Well, then sign it over to me. Well, I can't do that. I says, why not? It's a loss leader for you. I'll just take it off your hands. Basically, put up or shut up. You know,
start the Whittables Media Group.
I'd call it Motor City Static Media or something like that.
There you go.
What would we call the company?
I don't know. That's a good one, though, Motor City Static Media.
Or Motor City Media.
Motor City Media.
Yeah. You know what my big fantasy is? To get a hold of AM 1200. And, well, it's owned by Crawford Broadcasting now. But I'd like to flip those calls back to WAYN. It's WMUZ now. And then it would be like 1200 WAYN when we were on campus back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Late 80s. That'd be pretty cool.
Can I do mornings?
Perhaps.
Or overnights.
Overnights would be cool.
I'd rather do overnights.
Yeah, okay. You'd be great in overnights.
I know I would.
You'd be very good at overnights.
I can play whatever I want.
Yeah. Because I think the argument that AM radio is bad because of the sound quality, you could pretty much laugh that off. Yeah, it's true. But kids are listening to compressed MP3s now that sound worse than AM radio. If you get a good AM signal and you process it the right way, and you start selling high-fidelity AM radios to receive the signal, I think it would work.
There you go.
Because the reason that AM sounds like garbage is because the radios are garbage. They don't put any money into it. That's just an afterthought. They want FM or digital FM. And half the stuff on Spotify and Sirius XM satellites compressed anyway. You can't tell the difference.
Right.
See, I'm babbling on again. I get passionate about this stuff. I apologize.
You're getting geared up for your conference.
Yeah, that's what I do.
What are you doing next?
I am going to do this.
Well, you should have warned me.
I want to keep you on your toes. Welcome to Metro Detroit's beloved quiz program that not only helps to build your vocabulary, but puts our beloved Uncle Ron in his place. It's time for Big Words with Ron on the Biff Radio Network. As you know, Uncle Ron tends to espouse his opinions with big $5 words that often leaves Chuck and Hazard addled, befuddled, and perplexed. This time, the table is turned to see how Uncle Ron reacts. Can he bluff, guess, or reckon his way to the words we throw at him? You decide on Big Words with Ron. Now, from the luxurious yet not overly ostentatious MCS studio near the Grand Trunk Western, here's your host, Chuck Riffenberg.
The best vibra slap player on the east side.
That's the crowd roar.
Well, our Big Words with Ron producer.
Yeah.
BWWR producer, Mr. Hazard, did a fine job this week. And we got an easy one first round, but I want you to play along a little bit,
you know,
for the sake of time. So, the bell.
Yep, gotta have the bell.
Just in case you get anything right.
oh, thank you.
And because it is so easy, I'm going to be looking something for pretty close to the exact definition of this word.
All right.
And you got two chances because there it is an adverb and an adjective. Its earliest documented use is 1325.
You know, that's how much breakfast cost for me the other day.
Really? What'd you get, a big omelet or something?
Yeah. went to my favorite greasy spoon.
Oh, the one around the corner?
Yep, by the tracks.
It's from the Middle English. And Ron, your word is piecemeal.
P-I-E-C-E-M-E-A-L.
Correct.
Piecemeal.
Mm-hmm. Would you like me to use it in a sentence?
Yes, please.
Information is broken up piecemeal and given out to the specific agents involved.
Okay, I'm going to go for individually. Individual, piecemeal, singularly.
No, not at all.
One for one, piecemeal.
No.
Bit by bit.
One part at a time, gradually, is the adverb definition. Done in stages is the adjective definition.
Okay.
So, if Hazard wanted to borrow $1,000 from you, and he said, let me pay it back piecemeal, Ron.
I would get a dollar a year for the next 1,000 years.
Yeah, maybe, if you're lucky. All right, Ron, that was your easy one. I hope you enjoyed it.
Oh, let me savor it a bit.
Yeah, go ahead. Savor away while I get the script ready for the second word here.
All right, now time to lay the hammer down on this noggin.
Mm-hmm.
What we got?
Well, Ron, it is a adverb. Its earliest documented use was in 1648. And it is of obscure origin. So no one actually knows where this word came from. But it first appeared in 1648. And your word, Ron, is tantivy.
T-A-N-T-I-V-I.
V-Y.
V-Y.
T-A-N-T-I-V-Y. Tantivy.
Tantivy.
Oh, there's an adverb and an adjective.
Mm.
And Hazard wouldn't have put the staple in the middle of the page. It's also an interjection. There's a fancy one for you.
Didn't the Big Bopper have a song called Tantivy Lace?
No, that was Chantilly Lace.
Oh.
Chantilly Lace.
Had a ponytail hanging down. Yeah. Tantivy. It can be an interjection?
Yes.
Which is...
an adverb or an adjective.
A single word followed by an exclamation point. Tantivy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tantivy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have never, ever, in my 52 years of walking this earth, have I ever come across that word.
You're kidding.
I kid you not.
Wow, you must not be reading the right kind of books.
Is it coming from Mark Twain?
Well,
1648 was the origin, but did he ever use that word?
Well, I'm sure he did. It sounds like a Mark Twain kind of word.
Tantivy.
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 Is that like bully or?
Nope.
All right, how about a sentence?
He supposes himself as a wolf, actually to have been galloping tantivy over hill and dale.
Galloping tantivy?
Mm-hmm.
Over hill and dale.
Yep. And sounds like a sentence from 1648.
Yeah, it does.
But it's actually from 1933, the
tantivy.
Sentence.
Tantivy. So you're looking for a specific definition? Is it a one-word definition?
Or? The adjective is a one-word definition. There's an adverb, noun, adjective, or an interjection.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Not to confuse you or anything.
So he's bounding tantivy, right?
Over hill and dale.
See, because I'm picturing an old Warner Brothers cartoon with...
Bugs Bunny might have used it, too.
Yeah, because he's... it's kind of frolicking and haphazardly jumping up and down, you know, springing.
No.
Tantivy.
You've left home and you're headed towards the venue with that definition, though. But you're still, you know, got a 40-minute drive.
I know. I'm not going to get this one, but I like a bounding, a happy, joyful bounding.
No.
Tantivy.
You're kind of close, but...
jumping for joy?
No.
Jumping at all?
No.
Nothing for jumping? Bounding, projecting oneself, leaping?
No.
Hazard is yawning, so I'm way off path.
I'm trying to think of a way that Hazard could use this in his role as Jesus Christ, this word.
Comes out of the olive garden. Tan TV!
Okay, let me think. Who are the apostles? Was Peter an apostle?
Yeah.
So Hazard walks into the room playing the role of Jesus.
Right.
And he says, Peter, get over here, Tantivy.
Oh, you mean quickly? Really?
My sentence was clearly better than theirs. As an adverb, it means at full gallop, at full speed.
Oh.
As a noun, it means a fast gallop, rush.
Okay.
As an adjective, which is what I gave you the bell for, it means swift.
Because I was thinking of Bugs Bunny jumping through the field.
Mm-hmm. You know? You were saying frolicking, though, which is like happy and joyful. And as an interjection, it means a hunting cry by a hunter riding a horse at full speed.
Something like Theodore Roosevelt would say. Bully. Tantivy.
Tantivy.
Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly. Let's not, you know what? Maybe that whatever company used Dilly Dilly should use Tantivy next Super Bowl.
That's Bud Light.
All right, your next word, Ron, its earliest documented use was in 1771. Mm-hmm. It's of Hazard heritage. It's Scottish or Gaelic. It is an adverb. And your word, Ron, is diesel. D-E-A-S-I-L.
Diesel.
Diesel.
Okay, not Rudolf Diesel, the man who invented the engine.
No.
Diesel. Kind of looks like Clearasil. Diesel. Something you put on your face.
No.
An ointment.
No.
Diesel. Have no idea. How about a sentence?
The Celts favored diesel or sunwise as a direction.
It's a direction? Sunrise?
Sunwise.
Sunwise.
I didn't mispronounce that word. It's sunwise.
Sunwise.
Man, it's a beautiful sunrise we're having today. What's up, Doc?
The Celts.
The Celts, yes.
Favored diesel or sunwise as a direction.
Meaning to go towards morning.
No. Gonna make it, Hazard?
What's wrong, Haz?
I'm tired. No. Good. Just like you, though. I was up early.
Praying all night on the mountain, getting you ready for your big role as Jesus.
My lines. I can't remember my lines.
That's it, baby. That's it.
Preferred diesel.
Mm-hmm.
Sunwise.
Mm-hmm.
S-U-N.
W-I-S-E.
Sunwise. I have no idea.
You throwing in the towel?
I'm throwing in the towel.
It means in a clockwise direction.
Ah. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Your next word, Ron, is an adverb.
So if it's counterclockwise, it's anti-diesel.
Could be.
I don't know.
Could be.
All right.
Your next word, Ron, is a adverb.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Old High German.
Ach du lieber.
Its earliest documented use was in 1513.
Okay.
And your word, Ron, is Wittershins.
Is that your cousins?
The nice people, the Wittershins. No.
Next door to the Wittables, the Wittershins. W-I-T-T-E-R.
No. W-I-D-D.
Oh, Witter.
E-R. S-H-I-N-S.
Witter.
Wittershins. Or Wittershins.
Okay. Witter. Have to do with the wind, like the shutters on the side of a house.
No.
Nothing? It's a noun?
It's an adjective.
Adjective?
No, an adverb.
Adverb.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Wittershins?
Wittershins.
I have no idea. How about a sentence?
There was a boat named the Messenger. It went Wittershins around the Middle Sea. And not the Middle Sea on the piano. But the Middle Sea as in the sea.
The sea. It went Wittershins. Mm-hmm. In other words, it didn't have a direct course. It kind of meandered around.
You're
kind of
close. But not worth the bell.
Well, what do you mean? Come on.
Nah, Ruth wouldn't give it to you.
It's like a crazy... aimlessly bobbing around the ocean.
No, kind of like I do through life, kind of aimlessly bob through life. No.
Wittershins?
I Wittershins through life. At times it feels like that.
You just go with the flow?
No.
Not go with the current? No?
No. I really don't Wittershins through life.
Okay. So you just...
Because that would mean I had something going on.
You had direction at one time and you lost it. Wittershins. Topsy-turvy, without organization.
No.
None of that?
No.
Not even close?
No.
Hazard's given me the he's rolling not even, of the eyes.
He's not even begging me to give. Well, Hazard can barely stay awake over here, so.
I'd give it to him.
No, I know you would, because you're a leftist when it comes.
Oh, jeez.
A freaking liberal when it comes to giving Ron the words here.
What's the sentence again?
There was a boat.
Yes, I'm picturing a boat.
Called the Messenger.
Yes.
It went Wittershins around the Middle Sea.
Well.
Middle Sea doesn't mean anything.
That's just where the boat was. The boat's got to be somewhere. It can't be dry docked and go Wittershins, can it?
Yeah. No. It's kind of flowing around aimlessly. That's the closest thing I can get without any direction, purpose.
No. You giving it up? Hazard, hush.
It's just...
Your job is to make it tough on him. Don't be going all liberal on giving him the answer. Or credit for the answer.
If I'm close, I got to start milking this thing here. Because...
Yeah. You got one word left, too.
With no direction.
Mm-hmm.
Wittershins. Nothing?
No.
He's not going to give me...
It has direction. Does Wittershins.
Going to and
you're going
fro.
Wittershins on this word, actually.
I'm flummoxed. That's why. I don't know what you're looking for.
The answer?
Thank you.
The definition as an adverb?
I'm just guessing here. I'm clawing. I'm going down the black hole here. I ain't got nothing. Nope. I ain't got nothing.
Throwing it in?
Yeah.
In a counterclockwise, left-handed or wrong direction. See, you wouldn't have gave it to you either.
Yeah.
Had the shoes been on the other feet.
Wrong direction.
All right, Ron, your final word today.
What's your score?
You got two of them.
Two out of four.
Your final word today, Ron, you have five chances at the definition. Two of them as an adverb and three of them as an adjective.
Okay.
It's from the Old English. Its earliest documented use was in 888.
888?
Yes. This might be the oldest word we've ever had.
I think it is.
And your word, Ron, is fain.
Fain?
Mm-hmm.
F-E-G-I-N?
No, F-A-I-N.
Fain. So it's not F-E. No, fain is to fake. This one is not that word.
No, it's not.
If I feign ignorance, it means I pretend. Feign.
Mm-hmm.
F-A-I-N. It's not a fabric soap. That's fab.
Yep.
Sentence.
You can't do feign pods.
Yeah. Or it's not the Irene Cara movie. Feign.
No.
I want to live forever.
Now, I would feign work, but... am unable to.
Feign? Mean to find?
No.
I would do work?
No.
But I'm unable to. Hazard shaking his head at me.
Two chances is an adverb. Actually, feign. Three chances is an adverb.
To feign work.
Three chances is an adjective. Actually, because you get three chances is an adverb because there's two definitions under the number one
How
category.
About to seek work?
No.
So it has to be something work.
Mm-hmm.
To seek, to find, to beg.
Well, I guess as an adverb, you're kind of there.
To wish.
But you're not getting it.
You are just cruel.
We got five, six chances to come up with the right word. I will tell you all the definitions are one-word definitions.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Feign work, right? Mm-hmm. The sentences, I would feign work, but I am unable.
Mm-hmm.
What, are you dead? You can't work?
No.
You're injured?
Nope.
No, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you are. If you were injured, you'd be feign.
Feign.
Feign? F-A-I-N. I don't know, Hazard.
He's tired. It's working to our advantage. You throwing it in so we can get a song in?
Yeah, we got to go.
All right, as an adverb, it means willingly or gladly, or rather. As an adjective, it means pleased, obliged, or eager.
All right. Well, that's that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
wrong song.
Wrong song again.
Fire the board up.
I'm tired. And that's how we play big words with Ron. First one piecemeal, individually one part at a time. Tantivy means at full gallop, quickly. Diesel in a clockwise direction. Wittershins means to go counterclockwise, the wrong direction. I should have gotten that one because
yes, you should.
Yeah, whatever. And then feign is to willingly seek or just going willingly. Willingly?
Willingly.
Okay. All right. Big words with Ron.
Yep.
All right. Not the greatest outing for me. I got 2 out of 5.
Correct.
So that is 40%. No, it's not. 5, 40. Yeah,
don't
40%.
Try and do math when you're tired.
It's 40%. Let's see. 2 times 10 is 20, 40, and yes, okay.
All right, Ron. From their Twisted Wires CD, this is the acoustic version of Hang Tough from Tesla on Motor City Static.
Tesla, Hang Tough before the break.
Mm-hmm. The acoustic version.
Yeah. Acoustic version. Sounds good.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Big Words with Ron was humiliating.
Yeah.
Not my best performance.
Yeah.
But then again, I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning.
Hazard, did you write this down last week? Mm-hmm. It was one of the guests, right?
Yeah.
As you're writing, right?
Yep.
Well, here, take it. Apparently, you wanted to email talking something. About? He's got Brendan's email address.
Okay.
Pad here.
I sent him some photos from their appearance on here.
Oh, okay.
Students at a Massachusetts school want to remain millionaires. The Lenox Memorial Middle and High School Student Council on Wednesday announced that a school-wide poll found a majority of students want to keep the sometimes contentious millionaires mascot. About 96% of the school's 438 students voted last month. 51% voted to keep the nickname, 32% wanted to change it, and 17% had no opinion whatsoever.
I'm sorry, what was the nickname?
Millionaires.
Hmm.
Students last spring voted to change it because it is divisive, leads to taunts from opposing schools, and doesn't accurately reflect the picturesque town's economics. Superintendent Timothy Lee tells the Berkshire Eagle the latest vote puts the issue to rest. The nickname is a tribute to wealthy out-of-towners called cottagers who built mansions during the Gilded Age and employed the locals, so millionaires. I don't know why people have to mess with nicknames. This politically correct stuff has got to stop. It's crazy. They don't have a sense of humor over anything.
Like Hazard's nickname, Johnny Jump Up.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody's going to mess with that.
It's a perfect description of what he does.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right. Let's do this.
What are we doing?
Hazard a guess.
Let's do it.
Well, how did that happen?
I don't know.
I'm tired.
You gonna edit that?
No. Warts and all.
We are live after all.
Live. Live and direct from the Rumpus Room at La Casa de Hazard, it's time to gather around the radio and play another installment of Metro Detroit's favorite radio contest, Hazard.
Yep.
Oh, a guess? Yes, kiddies, Uncle Ron has officially depleted the topic bin tonight and has fallen asleep. And we still have...
Wake up, millionaire boy.
Yeah, we still have a half hour of expensive and valuable broadcast airtime left, so we present a surefire network time killer. One that pits the incredible knowledge of our very own handsome, suave, slick, and debonair lady killer, Mr. Jeffrey Lee Hazard.
Johnny Jump Up.
The Earl of Spiffy and Exchequer of Bling, our very own Johnny Jump Up, against the brain power of our lone, bright, attractive, erudite, and deeply learned Motor City Static regular. That'd be you, Uncle Chuck.
I'm ready. I don't know if I got the goods to play against Jesus over here, but I'm going to do my best.
Gather around the radio, my friends. If you're not too careful, you might learn something.
This trail mix is outstanding, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
Big Daddy, are you ready to hazard a guess?
I am ready.
Okay. Fade that down. Here we go. Question number one. Hazard, look me in the eye. The good eye.
Okay.
By the way, speaking of my eyes, I alluded to the top of the hour that my eyes are healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And they are.
Mm-hmm.
My astigmatism flipped 180 degrees.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, thought I'd bring that up.
Thanks.
Hazard.
Yes.
Who was Norma Jean Mortensen?
Norma Jean Mortensen?
Yep. Our theme is Hollywood. Who was Norma Jean Mortensen?
Mm-hmm. She's the lady you took to Tim Hortons last weekend for a frozen hot chocolate?
Norma Jean, I'd like to take you for a frozen hot chocolate.
You're eating on the air, Hazard.
Oh, I know.
So that's good. Rude.
But this is fantastic trail mix, isn't it, Chuck?
But it's rude for the people listening.
Real good.
Do you want to... You know what?
She was the seamstress.
Oh, jeez.
For Gone with the Wind. I'm just guessing. No, I know Norma Jean Baker is, I think, is Marilyn's real name. So that's why I'm kind of,
Norma Jean Baker?
Yeah, I think that's what I was told.
And you think it's who?
But I'll say, it's Marilyn.
Marilyn who? Manson?
Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe. Hazard, what say you?
Hazard just said.
Yeah. Griffinburg, what say you?
I'm going Marilyn Monroe as well.
Marilyn Monroe, that's right. That's the one you got earlier today. She was an actress, model, singer, famous for playing comic blonde bombshell characters. She became one of the most popular sex symbols of the 1950s and was emblematic of the era's attitudes towards sexuality. Although she was a top-billed actress for only a decade, her films grossed $200 million by the time of her unexpected death.
Wow.
In 1962. And the official cause of death was a barbiturate overdose.
Wow.
Where is she from?
Good question. I don't know. Look it up.
I will.
Look it up. Probably Midwest.
I have that technology.
Yep. Born June 1st, 1926. She passed away August 5th, 1962. Norma Jean Mortensen. M-O-R-T-E-N-S-E-N.
So mid-30s. 36.
Oh, yep.
Wow.
36 years old. Just turned 36, June 1st of 1962.
I imagine probably buried out there in the, what's the big?
Hollywood Forever or something.
Cemetery out there, wherever. I don't
know. Find any answer there, Chuck?
I'm working on it.
Okay. I know there was a thing about George Burns where he would go talk to...
Born and raised in Los Angeles.
All right.
Talk to Gracie.
Yeah.
Wherever she was buried.
Yeah. Sent her roses every year. Sad. All right, Hazard, question number two. Here you go. We're only three questions, very short, sweet. In the history of Oscar winners, Tatum O'Neill is known for this. What did she do?
She was in Bad News Bears.
That's right. In the history of Oscar winners, Tatum O'Neill is known for this. What Did She Do? That was a great movie, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Walter Matthau.
Yeah, I saw that in the Riverland Theater there in Sterling Heights, Riverland Road.
I couldn't tell you any other movie she was in. Oh, she was in that one.
Little Darlings.
Yeah, she was in that one. Panic Room, too, wasn't she?
No.
No, that was Jodie Foster.
Oh, okay.
Nickelodeon she was in. The Bad News Bears, Nickelodeon, Little Darlings.
I think she was the first one under 18 to get a award.
Okay.
That's a good guess.
So what would that make her?
Child? Youth?
Yeah. So form the complete thought.
Well, first child to win an Oscar.
Okay.
First minor to win an Oscar.
Okay. You guys want to change your answer?
No.
Okay. No worse.
The answer is she's the youngest person ever to win a competitive Academy Award. She was 10.
Wow. 10
years old. 1974. The movie was Paper Moon, opposite her father with Ryan O'Neal. The character was Addie Loggins. And as I mentioned, she also starred in The Bad News Bears in 1976, followed by Nickelodeon and Little Darlings.
Wait, her father was Ryan O'Neal?
Yeah.
Who was her mother? Can we look that up, too?
Yeah, go ahead. I used to know this stuff, but I can't remember anymore. And she's also known for being Michael Jackson's very first girlfriend. How about that?
Really?
Yeah. All right, ready? Here we go. Final question. And I have a fourth one in case we need to pad it.
Okay.
Here we go. Clark Gable used to do this four or more times a day. What did he do? Clark Gable, one of the old school movie stars, larger than life, used to do this four or more times a day. What did he do?
Visit White Castle.
That's funny. What did he do?
I'm going to say he gargled.
Gargled?
Yeah.
Gargled. Well, he was a clean freak, no doubt about that.
You get along well with Hazard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with gargled.
Gargle.
Yeah, for his vote. That, it's either going to be that or maybe he showered.
Maybe showered.
Yeah.
Showered four or more times a day. Is that your answer?
What are you looking at me for?
I don't know.
I mean, I am handsome, but...
I love that.
Yeah, put that in. Yeah, he showered.
He showered four times a day. Chuck, what say you?
Could you repeat the question, please?
Clark Gable used to do this four or more times a day. What did he do?
Did Hazard give you a funny answer before he said that?
Yeah, what did you say?
Went to White Castle.
Went to White Castle.
Oh, my answer's funnier.